Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Mike T Show. Today's episode is about, man, let's get up and get it and support. Me, myself, this is something that I've literally just experienced in my life and literally had to end the relationship over. Man, you know, there's a lot of women and men that would like for their partner to be successful, to be this, to be that, well, what, pretty much whatever their dreams are. But I think everybody keeps forgetting that there's a process in the grind before you can get to the results. If you can't enjoy the process, that will probably, 9 out of 10, probably won't be any results. And let me break that down for you. Building a business takes lots and lots of hard work, a lot of man hours, researching, trial errors, you know, like you're trying different things because you're trying to find your niche, you're trying to find what works, you know, that takes time. That takes a lot of time. I don't think a lot of people really understand what really goes into building a business or building anything for yourself. It takes time. It's just, I mean, it's very similar to going to college, you know. You want to make those good grades, you got to do what? You got to study. That takes time. Very time consuming for most curriculum. But, you know, just give a bit of advice, man. If you got an individual, you got somebody that you're with that has dreams, that has aspirations to be something, that's building, support, man. Straight up, support. Ladies, if you got a man, you know what I'm saying, he's trying to transition over into time to become something else, just sit back and watch what he turns into. I guarantee you'll be highly satisfied. Yeah, you might not be spending as much time together as you want, you know, you might not be getting the attention that you want, but I'm letting you know right now, that's okay. So, I mean, honestly, what are you in for? You in for the short-term game or the long haul? The long haul, shit, that's the end game right there. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally, I would rather for a person to go ahead and get it in now, especially if my plans are to be with you. Commitment, relationship, marriage, all that. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to spend good time with you then rather than now, especially during the grind time. If it's grind time, yo, go get it. You know what I mean? Go get it. Do your thing. Work hard. I'm going to support you from however I possibly can. I'm going to cheer you. I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader. Bar none. And shit. In fact, shit, it'll probably, you know what I'm saying, motivate me to do some shit on my own. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I want to see you some shit. I want to be successful too. We can be successful together. We can get this together. You know what I'm saying? That's how you build a solid team right there. You know what I'm saying? A solid team right there. I mean, that's really all that matters, man. Like my mom and my dad, you know, my dad has always been, you know what I'm saying, he's been a very smart man and he always grind. My mom was always there to support. You know, she probably didn't want to do the things that he was into, but, you know, she supported from, you know, other areas. She could take care of other things that so he wouldn't have to, so he had more time, you know what I'm saying, to work on his grind. And now they've been married for 40 years and, man, they living their life right now. Prime example of, you know what I'm saying, just support that person and whatever it is they want to do, the grind, you know what I'm saying, and you reap the benefits later. Right now my mom's on cloud 9. I mean, my mom gets pretty much anything she asks for. All she got to do is just say the word. And a lot of time I think my daddy got that ESP shit, you know what I'm saying, he just reads her mind because the shit just be popping up and she don't even have to ask. Like, that's just how in tune that they are, you know what I'm saying? That she's been there, she supported him, she listened, you know what I'm saying? And she took care, you know, some things just so he wouldn't have to, just so he can have even more time to, you know what I'm saying, to get to his grind and to spend more time on, you know, becoming who he is today. I think that's very important and very to have a very successful, I mean, a very supportive partner, man. It's very critical for those who are starting a business, who never had a business before, but has aspirations to be an entrepreneur. A lot of people just now, you know, turning to entrepreneurs, they don't know the first thing about really running a business. They got a great idea and they have that energy and that positive shit and they going for it. It's like you jumping head first in, you know what I'm saying? Biggest thing you can do as a partner, man, as a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or a wife, is just fucking be supportive. Don't be nagging. Don't be asking no crazy questions. Don't get on his nerve. Don't get on her nerves. You know what I'm saying? Don't be bugging him. You know what I'm saying? Stop bugging out. You know? Be supportive. Be there. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got shit going on, if you're not trying to do something on your own, you know, just be there, man. Be there to listen to. Because this is one thing that I like to do. I like to talk about the things that I'm doing. Experience, because when I talk about it, that's when I can figure some shit out that I'm stuck on. Like right now, I'm writing my movie. I'm writing a new movie or whatever. You know, I'm working on my strip or whatever, and I get writer's block. So for me, you know, I'll holler at my girl, be like, and I'll kind of go through. She'll throw in some ideas. Well, hey, have you thought about this, or have you thought about that, or well, what about this? As she is inputting, my mind is sponging it up. I mean, it's soaking it up. You know what I'm saying? So as she's now, at the same time she's talking and I'm listening, and she's giving me her input because she's interested in what and interested in investing in me, knowing what I need. My brain is start my mental is starting to work again. My mental is starting to process how can I make this way or that way. I'm not saying that I use her ideas, but it helps me formulate my own ideas or whatever. And I give credit to her, you know what I'm saying? And when she comes up with great ideas, you know what I'm saying? That's with anything, business, promotions, marketing, anything, yo. I mean, they might not be interested, but they come up with some fucking great ideas that help you get along. So just five things, man. Five top things, and I'm going to leave it alone. Number one, don't be the problem. Do not be the fucking problem. Stop being a problem. They got enough problems. That's what both sides, men or women. Don't be a problem. Two, be patient. Be patient. I'm going to elaborate on that. Being patient during their process, I promise you, once the process is over and they on the high rise and money is coming in, they ain't gonna forget you. I promise you, they ain't gonna forget you. Number three, support. Be their biggest supporter. Man, woman, either side, I don't give a fuck what side you on, but just be their biggest supporter. Cheer them on. Remind them, hey, did you do this? Hey, did you do that? Let them know that you're interested. Let them know that, man, I'm so excited to see you become who you're transitioning into. Be that, I guarantee it will not go unforgotten. It will not go forgotten. I promise you. Definitely be that. You know what I'm saying? Be very, very supportive. You know what I'm saying? Number four, be tennis. You know what I'm saying? Get involved. You don't have to physically do anything. Just get involved. You know what I'm saying? Dibble dabble into their ideas. Ask them questions about what it is they're doing. You just never know when they're stuck on something. Most people, when they're stuck on something, they don't really like to say anything. They kind of like to just sit there and think about it too. But, you know, that love and support when you show, that affection when you show interest into whatever they're doing, like, it really brightens up a person's day. I promise you, it really brightens up that day just to know that they got backup, you know what I'm saying? They know somebody got their back. And number five, shit, enjoy the fruits of your labor. You do the top four, then number five, man, it's peaches and cream. It's vacation after that, because now, after you support, you've been there, you watched them and been through the process, now it's time to enjoy. Now you get all the time you want. You know what I'm saying? Now you get the attention you want. Now that person don't resent you because you didn't step in their way. You didn't step on their toes because you selfishly wanted something while at the time that they're trying to become better for you. Let's just be honest. A lot of partners, you know what I'm saying, they do this because they want to support their partner better, or they want to be a better person for their partner. So if you got somebody out there who's trying to transition just to be the best that they can be for you, appreciate that shit. For real. Real talk. Appreciate that. Because you got people out here that are straight up fucking bombs. Like, they don't care. They just gonna be them, and that's just it. They don't care about elevating to the next level. They don't care about being the best person. They don't care about none of that. All they care about is just being who they want to be, how they want to be, wherever they want to be. But if you got a person that's very attentive to who they are to you and how they are to you, take that shit to heart. From my perspective, that just means that you're a special person. And you're a special person, they think a lot of you. So they like, you know what? Nah, this ain't me. The version I am today, it ain't good enough. It ain't good enough for her. I need to elevate. That ain't good enough for him. I need to elevate. I'm going to take it to a whole new motherfucking level. I'm going to blow her socks off. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make her or him desire me even more, because I'm going to become somebody better for him or her. You know, there's so many different ways you can really look at it and take a very positive aspect to it. You know what I'm saying? Elevate. I encourage everybody who's in a relationship to be the best version of you possible for that person. Because if that person with you, they loving you, they deserve to have the best version of you. Hands down. So I challenge you and all, everyone, you got somebody special in your life, I challenge you to be the best version of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, you know, I can prove, no, it's just, you know, I want to see the best of anybody I'm with. I want to see the best version of you. Everybody has a different version. Everybody got, there's so many different versions of people, and you'll see that as you get older, you know what I'm saying, attitude, you become different people throughout your lifetime. But if you feel like that you're slacking in a lot of areas in your relationship, in your life, and it can be better, I challenge you to uplift those areas, elevate those, take them to new heights, have an all new expectation for yourself and your relationship and who you're in a commitment with. I challenge you to turn it up, man, and watch, and just watch how that person would be more interested, more in love with you. Just because you did that for them, they'll feel even more special, man. That's my time for the day. This is the Mike T Show. Leave a comment. Please share. I really appreciate y'all. Thank you for those who been listening to my past podcast. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the support, man. And I also continue to keep listening. There'll be more episodes soon to come. But thank you. Rock out the day. Goodbye.